Today's daf is Shabbos daf Lamed Zayin, and we are 12 lines from the bottom of daf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, the first wide line, Iboilu. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avram ben Gittel, Yichil Yosef ben Sara, Gavriel Tzvi ben Yutka, Henech Yisrael ben Esther Necha, Yitzchok Elio ben Chayesara, Avram Yekusil ben Gittel, Avram Kaddish ben Malko Bela, Shloimazev ben Chaya, Moshe Aaron ben Toiba Esther, Ben Tzion ben Hadassa Chasya, Leah Bas Chana. And today's daf is also being learned by Ilu Nishmas, Rifol Zalman Hillel ben Zechariah. So in the last daf, we began Perek Kira, the third Perek in Masechta Shabbos. And Perek Kira begins with a halacha that discusses two Isurei Derabanan that are related somewhat to the laws of Bishul. And they are Shehiyah and Chazara. So what exactly is Shehiyah and Chazara? Midai Raisa, one of the Lama Tes Malachis state that one cannot bake on Shabbos. As a tolda of baking, it's clear that one can also not cook or fry or roast or grill or prepare any food through the medium of fire. The Rabbanon added to these laws of Bishul, and the Rabbanon said that it's aser for a person to put food on fire Erev Shabbos and leave it on the fire on Shabbos. This has nothing to do with Bishul per se. It also has nothing to do with the halachis of Shvisas Kelim that the Gemara discussed in Daf Yud Ches and Daf Yud Tes at the end of the first parak of Masechta Shabbos, but rather it's related to an Issur de Rabbanan. The Rabbanan were concerned that if you would have food on a fire, in a pot, on Shabbos, you may go look at your food to see how it's cooking. And if you felt that you wanted to expedite the cooking process a little bit, you may stoke the coals if that benefited you. And stoking the coals would involve melacha de'iraisa. And it's for that reason, Shema Yechat Gecholim, the Chachamim said that there's an Isser Shehiyah. The other Isser that the Mishnah talks about, that's the Isser Chazara. Chazara is similar to Shia, but it's a little bit more, and that is if someone has food that he left in a pot on a fire on Shabbos, obviously when permissible, because as we just said, there's something called Issur Shehiyah, so that very often that would not be considered okay. But in the event of that you did a Shehiyah in the proper way, you now remove the pot from the fire on Shabbos, it's also to do Chazara. It's also to return the food to the pot on Shabbos. Obviously, we're dealing with a situation where returning the food onto the fire wouldn't mean that you're cooking the food now. Because if you're cooking the food, it would be awesome. It'd be also because of Bishul. But again, Hacha b'mayaskino, where there is no concern for whatever reason of a Bishul de'iraisa, the Rabbanon said that even when Shehiyah is mutter, there are times that Chazara is going to be aser. Why would Chazara be aser? And here already, it's clear from the Rishonim that there are two reasons. Number one, there's a concern of Shema Yechate Gecholim. So just like Shehiyah is aser, Shema Yechate Gecholim, you may stoke the coals, Chazara is also aser, Shema Yechate Gecholim. Now, if there was a Heter Shehiyah, clearly, there was no concern of Shema Yechate Gecholim. Otherwise, you couldn't have this food in your pot on the fire on Shabbos. So then why should there be a concern of Shema Yechate Gecholim now with Chazara? Memonashach, there either is a concern of Shema Yechate Gecholim, or there's no concern of Shema Yechate Gecholim. So it's clear that the concern, the chances of somebody coming to stoke the coals was for some reason more prevalent in the event that you're doing a Chazara versus doing a Shia. And the Svara is that if you just have food sitting on a pot on a fire in your kitchen, so there's less of a likelihood that you may go stoke the coals. But if you're engaged right now in the pot, putting it on the fire, so then there's more of a concern that you may take a close look of exactly what the progress of your food is. Over there, the Chashash of Shema Yechate Gecholim is a little bit more serious. Either way, the Mishnah discusses the halachas of Shehiyah, the Mishnah discusses the halachas of Chazara. The first discussion, really, of the Gemara was with regards to how to understand the first line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Kira shasiku abekashik vava." Someone has a kira, which we'll see more in tomorrow's daf. It's a very specific type of oven. So he has a fire, a kira. In the kira, there's a fire. The fire was fueled with straw. The halach is noisin aleo tafshal. You're allowed to put a tafshal on that fire. Begefes uve eitzim. If, however, the fire was fueled with gefes and eitzim, gefes is the pulp of fruit, eitzim is wood, then the halach is lo yiten, you're not allowed to put food on it, ad she yigroif, or ad she yiten as a efer. Until you do either gerufa, or you put efer on top of the coals, also known as ketumah. Grufa would mean you shovel away the coals. Oy ketumah or oyach yitin es eifa would mean that you cover the coals. So if the kira was fueled with gefes and etzim, says the Mishnah, lo yitin, unless you do grufa ketumah. And the Gemara said, ibayulo. When the Mishnah says lo yitin, what does that mean? Does it mean lo yachzer or does it mean lo yasha? Is it discussing issa chazara? Or is it discussing Issa Shehiyah? And the implication of whether it means La Yachzer or La Yisha is very, very profound. If the Mishnah means La Yachzer, then essentially what the Mishnah is saying is there's an Issa Chazara on a Kira Shehisikua Begethes Uve Eitzim if there's no Grufa Viktuma. Clearly implied then is if you want to do Shehiyah on a Kira Shehisikua Begethes Ve Eitzim without Grufa Viktuma, it would be mutter. If when the Mishnah says lo yitin, it means lo yisha, then the Mishnah is saying clearly there's an issa shehiyah if the kira was hisikua begefes ve'etzim and there was no grufa viktuma, and if there's an issa shehiyah, certainly there's going to be an issa chazara. So when the Mishnah said lo yitin, did it mean chazara or did it mean shia? If it meant chazara, then only chazara is also without grufa viktuma, implying that shia would be mutter without grufa viktuma. If when it said lo yitin, it meant lo yisha, then the Mishnah clearly stated that there would be an issa shehiyah if there was no Gerufa Vetuma. And the Gemara said that in fact it's Machlekes Chananya and the Chachamim. Whether or not there's a Isser Shehiyah on Akira Shehisikua Begethes Ve'etzim if there was no Gerufa Vetuma, Chananya said it's Mutter, the Chachamim said it's Aser. So in other words, the Ibaya of the Gemara is whether or not the Mishnah is going Aliba the Chananya, whether or not the Mishnah is going Aliba the Chachamim. If lo yachzer, if lo yitin means lo yachzer, that means she is really mutter without grufa viktuma. That means grufa viktuma is only necessary for chazar, means the time of the Mishnah is chananya. If lo yitin means lo yisha, then clearly she is also without grufa viktuma. That's the like of chananya. If that's the case, then the Mishnah is going according to the Chachamim. Now, the Gemara said that depending on how you read the first line of the Mishnah, when it says lo yitin achiyigrav as a efer, that will determine how you understand the next machloik is between Bishal and Bishilo. Either way, that was very much yesterday's daf. So really what emerged from yesterday's daf was two completely distinct approaches of how to understand the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says lo yitin, does it mean lo yachzer? When the Mishnah says lo yitin, does it mean lo yasha? With different nafkaminas of how to understand the rest of the Mishnah. So again, there were many different balls that had to be juggled in terms of understanding Pashup Shad in the Mishnah. Chananya, the Chachamim, lo yasha, lo yachzer, Beishamai, Beisilol. There was even a machloikis between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda as to what exactly the machloikis between Beishamai and Beisilol was. Regardless, that was very much yesterday's daf. As it relates to today's daf, the Gemara begins with another ibaya. Today's daf is certainly much lighter than yesterday's daf. So it picks up on the same theme with the same principles, albeit with a lighter tone. Says the Gemara, Maulis Baichba, what would be the halacha? Could you do smicha to Akira Shehesikua Begefes Uveitzim in the event that there was no Grufa Viktuma? Would it be mutter to do smicha, or would it not be mutter to do smicha? So clearly, in order to understand the Gemara's Ibaya properly, you have to look at it in light of the previous stuff. But the point is, in the event that Shehiyah and Chazara would be Aser, what about smicha? Is smicha more kuladik? Or is smicha not more kulodik? So assuming you have a situation, again, you have to work out all the permutations, but assuming you have a situation where there's an issa shehiyah and there's an issa chazara, what about smicha? Where does smicha fall into this? If I'm going to take a tafshol and I'm going to lean it against the kira, inside the kira, there's a fire, gefes ve'etzim, there's no grufa viktuma. Do I have to be concerned that being that my food that I'm leaning against this kira is heating up as a result of this fire, and they're gecholim in that fire, so shem yichat gecholim, or maybe shem yichat gecholim was a concern when there's a shehiyah, shem yichat gecholim was a concern when there was a chazara, but if all I'm doing is smicha, I'm not even engaged in the inside of the pot, I'm just leaning something against the wall of the kira, so maybe over there will be different. Says the Gemara, toich v'gaba asav l'smecha shapidom, is it only in the pot, or on top of the kira, that the chachamim were worried about shem yichat gecholim, but to do smicha, maybe smicha would also be an asa. So the Gemara says, Tashma, I'll bring you a raya from the brisa that the Gemara brought earlier in the yard. If there were two kirois that were twin kirois, meaning they're attached
by your walls, you have one kira and another kira that are joined by the hip. Achas grufa v'ktumah, achas shein grufa v'ktumah. If one of the kiras had grufa v'ktumah, the other one didn't have grufa v'ktumah. So what was the halacha? Mashin al gabi grufa v'ktumah. What about the one that was not grufa v'ktumah? So that was a machloikis, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, based on how to understand the machloikis between Bisham and Bisol. So the earlier part of that, we discussed the latter part of that brisa, which was the much more difficult part of the brisa. The simple part of the brisa was that if one of the kiras has grufa v'ktumah, of course you can do shia. No one said you can't do shia on a pot that's grufa v'ktumah. The whole shaila is, could you do shia if there was no grufa v'ktumah? That's machloikis Chananya and the Chachamim. Could you do chazara? That's machloikis Bishan and Bisol. But in the event that you have a kira that has grufa v'ktumah, as it relates to shia, it's for sure going to be mut. And that's what the brisa said, that you can do shia on the pot that was groof, that had grufa v'ktumah, says the Gemara. Why is it so pasha that it's mutter? Because enachinami, this kira itself has grufa v'ktumah. But being that the kira is attached to another kira that doesn't have grufa v'ktumah, why don't we say that the kedera that's inside the kira that has grufa v'ktumah is big soymech, it's leaning against the kira that doesn't have grufa v'ktumah, and it should be usher because of smicha. So says the Gemara, isn't this a raya that smicha is mutamidi? Isn't it gaining some heat from the other kira? Now it's gaining it not toicha, not gaba, it's in the neighboring kira. That's the equivalent of smicha. So if it's the equivalent of smicha, so l'chur, the brisa itself should be the biggest raya that smicha is mutter. But the Gemara says no, because dilma shani hasa, maybe there it's different. Dekima de medalya shalit ba avira. Could be the only time there's a problem, or the only time smicha is mutter, is if the smicha was done in a way like this braisa, where the pot is on top of a fire. Being that it's on top of a fire, it's inside a kira, it's not literally on the ground. Being that it wasn't literally on the ground, so the Gemara assumes maybe over there, the aver that's between the ground and the pot is going to cool off the hevel that's coming from the other kira. It doesn't have such an impact on it. Over there, there's no concern of Shemi Yechat V'Gechala. Right? The more the fire affects the food, the more there's a concern of Shemi Yechat V'Gechala. That's one of the themes of the sugya in the beginning of Parakira. If, however, the pot that's leaning against the kira was on the ground, it wasn't in a kira on the stand that every kira naturally had, but it was physically on the ground, so that there's no aver between the ground and the pot, so maybe over there it would get a little bit hotter as a result of the smicha, and maybe over there would be a problem. So you have no raya from the case where it's in a kira, because being that it's on the ground, shalot ba'avir, maybe it's different. Says the Gemara, Toshma, bring you a different raya. Safram, Rav Chiyo, katma v'neslapsa, soimchen la, umekaymen ole. What happens if somebody did ketumah? So again, what does ketumah mean? You had a fire, and you covered the fire with, and the fire extinguished, you have coals, you cover the coals with ashes. What happens now if on its own, the ashes that were on top of the coals were exposed? Meaning the fire somehow rekindled on its own. So the halacha is, you can do smicha onto this kira that has in it these ashes that somehow were chazra v'neslapsa, umikayim v'nola, you could do chazara as well. So you could do smicha. The kaimidola means you could do shehiya. The means you could do chazara as well. Says the Gemara, Shemamina, what do you see from here? You see from here that smicha is really a problem. It's just that being that you covered it with ashes, even though the ashes were chayzev and neyer, it was nislapsa, it doesn't matter. Still, it's considered ketumah. What's the raya? It's considered ketumah because you see you could do chazara, you see you could do shia. These are things that ordinarily would probably be problematic. But the point is you're putting smicha together with shia, together with chazara. So you see that smicha really is a problem. So the Gemara, Shemamina, this mechnami, when it comes to smicha, isn't this a raya? But the Gemara says, lutamech, according to you, that price is said, noitlami mano. You're allowed to remove it if it was katma v'neslapsa. So you're going to tell me, katma like katma loy? You're not allowed to take a pot off a fire that doesn't have grufa v'ktumah? No one in the world ever said that. There's no such halacha. Ella, what do you have to say? So why did the Braisa say noitlin? Because it wanted to say machzirin, so you said noitlin agav machzir. Hachanami, maybe over here too. So you wanted to say shia, so with derech agav we mentioned smicha. But the Gemara says hachi hashta hasam over there noitlin machzir mechad makam. Really, of course, you're allowed to remove a pot of a fire that doesn't have grufa v'ktumah. Certainly, if you did ketumah and it was chazor v'neslapsa, I wouldn't need the braisa to tell it to me. The reason the braisa said it is the braisa wanted to tell me halacha about chazara. You can't do chazara
if you weren't noitlin first. What does chazara by definition mean? It was on the fire on Shabbos. You removed it on Shabbos. Now you want to put it back. So you can't say machzir without first saying noitlin. So the chiddush is not noitlin. Of course, you could always be noitl. The chiddush is machzirin. But tana noitlin atu machzirin because it's bechad makim. Bechad makim not meeting in the same physical place. The two are contingent upon each other. You can't do chazara without noitlin. But hachanami, you're going to tell me over here, tana soimchin bechad makimu umekaimu bechad makimu. They're in two different places. It means that they're two different places. The two have nothing to do with each other. So why would you tell me a halacha about smicha because you wanted to say, I wanted to say shias, I mentioned smicha. What does one have to do with the other? Noitlin is something that's necessary in order to have chazara. So if the Brisa wants to tell me halacha about machzirin, had no choice but to tell me halacha about noitlin. Now, could have not said noitlin, but it makes sense why the Tana of the Brisa mentioned noitlin. But smicha and shia have nothing to do with each other. So if the Tana of the Brisa mentioned smicha, must be because smicha is really an issue. The bottom line is, it's a little bit unclear. So the Gemara says, "May havi Allah." What's the bottom line? Says the Gemara. I'll tell you what the bottom line is. Tosh ma kirish asikub begavis ve'etzin soimchem la ve'ein mekaymin elam ken grufa v'ktuma. If you have a kira, gefis ve'etzin, so you could do smicha, but you can't do shehiya unless there was grufa v'ktuma. Gecholam sh'imamu. If you have coals that are weakening already, you put some bundles of flax, hareu k'ktuma, that constitutes k'tuma. But what do you see from this braisa? One thing. The braisa is discussing an isser shehiya, and in the same breath says there's a heter smicha. Now, is the braisa going according to Chananya, according to Chachamim? That doesn't really matter right now. What matters is one thing, that where shehiya is usser, Semicha is mutter. So you see, Semicha is more kuladig than Shehiya, and that's the maskana of the Gemara. The maskana of the Gemara is that even though Shehiya is a problem, Shemicha at the Gecholim, Chazor is even a bigger problem, Shemicha at the Gecholim, Semicha, even though I'm technically benefiting on some level from the fire, with, and if there are coals in the fire, there should be a concern of Shemicha at the Gecholim. You see, the Chacham, we're very worried about that. It's one of the most often featured gezeiros in Masechet Shabbos, you have Shemiyata, and something that comes up very, very often. They were only concerned about it with the Chachamim if you're literally on top of the coals or you're in the coals, but if you're just from the outside leaning against it with a wall separating you, in that instance, there would be no Isser Smicha. That concludes the first portion of the daf. Zok de Gemara Vaita. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni. If somebody had a kira, hisikua begefes ve'etzim, he now did ketuma. There are two options if you want to kashru this fire, so to speak, as it relates to the halachas of shir and chazara. You could do grufa, you could do ketuma. What the Mishnah calls achi yigroif, that's grufa, or achi yite nasa'efer, cover with ashes, which is what's known as ketuma. So what happens if someone did ketuma? And then v'hovera, on its own, the fire somehow reinvigorated. We saw a little bit about that in the previous Gemara. So what's the halacha? What did Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni say in the name of Rabbi Shaya? This fire right now, mashin alel, chamin shulchan v'kol tzark, if you want to do shehiya, you can do shehiya on water that's very, very hot, meaning huchamu kol tzarka, you don't need it to get any hotter. It's hot enough for the coffee that you want to use it for. V'tavshol shobishol kol tzarka, or a tavshol that was cooked 100%. So again, Rabbi Shaya's words and what we're going to take out of Rabbi Shaya's words. Rabbi Shaya said, you had a kira, hisikua begefes ve'etzin, you did ketuma, and then it was huvara. The fire came back by itself. So there's a fire there now, but you had previously done ketuma. So what's the halacha? So Rabbi Shaya says you can do shehiya, but you have to read the fine print. You can only do shehiya with chamin shehucha mukal tzarkan, or with a tafshol shabishal kal tzarkan. Those are the words of Rabbi Shaya. Now, what do you have to take away from Rabbi Shaya? The first thing you have to take away from Rabbi Shaya is he doesn't hold like Chananya. He holds like the Chacham. That ordinarily there's an Isser Shehiya on a Kira that didn't have Grufa Viktuma. Because if he holds like Chananya, that there's a Heter Shehiya on a Kira that didn't have Grufa Viktuma, then why is it Mashin Aleh Chamin Shehuchamu called Tzarkon, Vetavshel Shabishel called Tzarkon? It doesn't have to be fully cooked. According to Chananya, it only has to be cooked Kamaichel Ben Rusai. As long as it's cooked one third Kamaichel Ben Rusai, it would be mutter. Not just that, you wouldn't need Katma V'Huvara. Say simple, it would always be mutter, even without Keduma. Chananya Shita is that if it cooks Kamaichel Ben Rusai, Shehi is mutter without Grufa V'Ktuma. So clearly he holds like the Chacham. That's the first thing you have to take away from here. The Gemara is going to be Medayik, another thing, and that is, it sounds like even when it's fully cooked, it's only mutter if it was katma v'huvara. If, however,
you didn't do ketumah first, meaning there was no grufa of ketumah. Even if you put it on the fire fully cooked, it doesn't matter. That loch is, it would still be awesome. The reason it's mutter is A, because it was chamin shehucham called tzarkon, v'tamshel shobishel called tzarkon, and because it was katma and only afterwards huvara. But if it was never katma, even though it was fully cooked, the halacha is it would be a problem. And the truth is that what should be the halacha, if you think about it logically, as it relates to the sugyas of shiva v'chazara, shemi chati g'cholam, with regards to food that's fully cooked, should it be mutter or should it be asa? So really, the question is if you go ahead and you cook food that's fully cooked, does it make the food better or does it make the food worse? And that's really what it should depend on. If the food's going to get better, then maybe there should be a concern. The fact that it's fully cooked, okay, maybe you like it well done. If it's not going to get better, then maybe not. And the truth is, the Chachamim took all foods, as we're about to see, and they divided into two groups. There are foods that are mitstamik v'yofaloi, and there are foods that are mitstamik v'raloi. There are foods that mitstamik, the more you cook it, the smaller it gets. The more you cook it, it gets better. And then there are foods that the more you cook it, the worse it gets. Says the Gemara, Shmamino, L'churi, you can be medayik from what Rabbi Shaya said, that mitstamik v'yofaloi mutter, that talach is no cheshashem yechati gecholim, even for food that's mitstamik v'yofaloi. Why? Because from the fact that Rabbi Shaya said that if it was katma, the huvara was undone, that loch is mashal, and he never differentiated between food that's mitzvamik v'yofaloi and food that's mitzvamik v'raloi, so you see that he holds that even if it's mitzvamik v'yofaloi, it's going to be mutter. Meaning, even though he doesn't hold like Chananya, but at the very least, he holds that once the food is fully cooked, even if it's mistamik v'yofaloi, it's going to be mutter. But the Gemara says, no, shani hocha, that's wrong. Faker, if anything, if you medayik Rabbi Shaya, it's mashma that way. Shani hocha de katma, because over here you did ketumah. It's only when you did ketumah, and then it was huvara, that the halacha is that even if it's mistamik v'yofaloi, the halacha is it's going to be mutter. If anything, I'd be medayik just the opposite, that if you didn't do ketumah, then it's mashma. If it's mitznavik v'yofaloi, it would be us. But the Gemara says, I don't know, if you did ketumah, yachim ma'ilu me'emron, the Gemara says the obvious. No, huvara, it's richale, it's a huge chiddush. Because it's true, you did ketumah, but after you did the ketumah, it was huvara. Ma'al the tema, I would have thought, keeping the huvara hajjul ala milsa kamaisa, maybe it should go back. Mashma, then it's not hajjul ala milsa kamaisa. Then we look at it as different, because at the end of the day, you did do the ketumah, and it's for that reason, it manifests the nafkamina as it relates to the halacha of mitznavik v'yofaloi. Either way, what you see from this Gemara is two things. Number one, you see from this Gemara that there's a maila in doing ketumah, even if it was hovara. What's the svara behind it? Ketumah, you would think, always is, the ashes aren't there, they're covered. So if they're covered, there's no concern, shavi yichati gecholim, because how am I going to be mechati gecholim? But if it was hovara, so that went away. So if it went away, now the ashes aren't there. If they're not there, the fire is there. So there should be a concern of shavi yichati gecholim. The teretz is that although it's true, the pashit understanding of why there's no concern of shemi yichati gecholim when you do ketumah, simply because the fire is not there, or because the coals are not there, but there's another element to it. The other element is that when you do ketumah, it shows you masiach das from this. And if it shows that you don't want this fire anymore, the chum weren't worried about you anymore. That shemi yichati gecholim. Shemi yichati gecholim is a gzera. The chum only invoked the gzera when they were really concerned. To the extent there was good reason not to be concerned, so they looked away from it. Once you do a katma, at that point we wouldn't be so concerned. And what the Gemara seems to be saying is that it could be there's a difference between not doing ketumah at all versus doing ketumah v'nislapsa. Where does it manifest that difference? As it relates to the Chachamim Shita, who hold that there is an issa shehiyah without grufa v'ktumah. However, if it's fully cooked, even if it's mitzvamik v'yofaloi, if you didn't do ketumah at all, it would still be a problem. If you did do ketumah, being that it's fully cooked, even though the more it cooks, the better it gets, it's mitzvamik v'yofaloi, the halach is it's going to be mutter. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Shaya said this. He wasn't the only Amari that said. Rabbi Yochanan said the same thing. Amar Rabbi Barachan, Rabbi Yochanan, katma v'hovera. If someone has again a kira shasi kua begefes ve'etzin, you did ketumah and then the fire came back. Mashna leo, you could do shihia. Very clearly, he's talking about shihia. Chamin shochamu called tzarka, v'tavsha shabishah called tzarka. And again, just to review, the Mishnah said lo yitain, and therefore the Gemara had holy bayah. What does lo yitain mean? Doesn't mean lo yachzer, doesn't mean lo yasha. But many of the brises that the Gemara is bringing, it's very clear. Here it says mashna. So we're talking about shihia. So again, you had a kira shasi kua begefes ve'etzin, you did ketumah. The fire came back on its own. And Rabbi Yochanan added to that, even if these coals came from wood, gefes ve'etzim, it came from wood, and not just any wood, it was roisim wood. Roisim wood apparently is a feisty wood. It's very, very hot. So even then, you have the same halacha. Says the Gemara, the chura, should I walk away from Rabbi Yochanan and say that Rabbi Yochanan held that if I have a fire that has no grufa v'ktuma, but it's fully cooked, even if the more cooks it gets better, still it's mutter to do shi, according to the chachamim, that hold really there's an issa shi without grufa v'ktuma. Even if the more cooks, the better it gets, and there's no concern, meaning does he also mitzav yafalei mutter? The Gemara says, no, shani yachat the katma. No, here it's different, because he did ketuma. Being that you did ketuma, that's why mitzav yafalei is mutter. But had you never done ketuma, maybe mitzav yafalei would be awesome. Gemara says, yachim aylam yayim. But if you did ketuma, then of course it's mutter, grufa v'ktuma. Gemara says, no, huver it's richalei. The case is, you have to read what Rabbi Yochanan said. He said you did ketuma, and then it was undone. So in that case, mitzav yafalei is mutter. But if he never did ketuma, mitzav yafalei is going to be awesome. So the Gemara says, haynuach. If that's the case, Rabbi Yochanan is saying the same thing Rabbi Shaya is saying. Why would Rabbi Yochanan have to say what Rabbi Shaya said? Now, first glance, you'll tell me, I don't know, why can't Rabbi Shaya and Rabbi Yochanan have said the same thing? Right, the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel, the Omri Travayu, Rabbi Rav Yosef, the Omri Travayu, Vayu, the Rav, the Omri Travayu. Why couldn't two people say the same thing? The Teretz is because Rabbi Yochanan was Rabbi Shaya's Talmud. Shai was Rabbi Yochanan's rabbi. So it's not mistaber that you'd have a simon in Bircha Shmuel that parallels a shtickle in Chedush Rabbi Chaim Alevi al Rambam. Doesn't make sense. Rabbi Baruch Ber was Rabbi Chaim's Talmud. So why would he write in Bircha Shmuel what his rabbi already said? Why would Rabbi Yochanan have walked around fakoifing something that his rabbi, Rabbi Shaya, said? There must be some difference. So the Gemara says there is one difference. Rabbi Yochanan added one thing that Rabbi Shaya didn't say. Gecholim shol roisim etzrichalei. He said this halacha is true even if you're using the roisim wood. The roisim wood, we said, is a wood that gets very, very hot. So you would have thought maybe that's more chamer. So that's what he said. This halacha is true even for roisim wood, regardless. So we have over here now something that Rabbi Shaya said. Rabbi Yochanan said the same thing. And that is Kotma v'huvara, if you have a kira, gefes ve'etzin, you did ketuma, but the ketuma was undone on its own. So it's a little more cooler, because once you do ketuma, you masiach das from the fire. Now you could do shia. You could do shia with food that's fully cooked, even if it's mitzvah v'yafalei. And really what came out was, after going through the first part of the Gemara, two diyukim. One is that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shaya both held like the Chacham, not like Hananya, because according to Hananya, you could always do Shia, even without ever doing grufa v'ktuma, as long as it's cooked to Michael Vendrasai. You don't need it to be fully cooked, and you don't ever have to have done ketuma. Another thing you see is that the only time mitzamek v'yafaloi is mutter is if you did ketuma, and then the ketuma was undone. But had you never done ketumah, it would be more chamer, and mitznamik v'yafaloi would be yasser. Says the Gemara, there were two other versions that Amiram had in terms of Rabbi Yochanan said. Meaning, what we just had is the first nusach in Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes heard something else. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan. Kirish asikub v'gafes ve'etzin. Machin aleo chamen shaloi huchamu called sarkon. V'tavshol shaloi bisha called sarkon. A completely different nusach. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? If you have a kira, gefes ve'etzim, you could do shia, even if the food was never cooked. Whose shita is that? Chananya shita. So the one thing for sure Rabbi Yochanan held in the first shita is the like Chananya. Here we have Mefurish, that Rabbi Yochanan held like Chananya. Says the Gemara, okay, what does Rabbi Yochanan hold about Chazara? If you remove the food from the pot on Shabbos, lo yachzer, you can't put it back, until you do grufa uktuma. Says the Gemara, said Rav Sheshes, where did Rabbi Yochanan get all this from? Kasava, Rabbi Yochanan was of the opinion that masnisin lahachzer. He obviously held that the Mishnah, when it said lo yitin, what did it mean, lo yachzer? If lo yachzer, it's only Chazara is also without grufa uktuma. But Shehiyah then is mutter without grufa v'ktuma. The Tana of the Mishnah is Chananya. Avalicha is Mashin. Avalicha in a garav in a cup. Amar Rava. So Rava says, I don't understand why Rabbi Yochanan had to say this. Tarvayu Tanini. They're both Mishnayis. Where do you see that? Lishlo is Tanina. The fact that there's a heter shia is a mefurish mishnah. What do you mean it's a mefurish mishnah? We just said you had an ibaya lahu. This is the epic ibaya that the Gemara has. How to learn the mishnah? Is the mishnah Chananya or is the mishnah the Chachamim? Where did Rava find a mefurish mishnah like Chananya? So says Rava, it's not this mishnah. It's not Shabbos lamed vav amid beis. It's a mishnah that we learned earlier in the Masechta. It's Shabbos daf yud tes amid beis. The mishnah over there said, "Ein noisen es hapas b'teich hatanur im chashecha." You now put bread into a tanner right before Shabbos, you're not allowed to put a cake on top of coals right before Shabbos, only if there's enough time for the
a fear for it to start baking, for it to start developing a crust. Hakaru panel shari. It sounds like that as long as it crusts, it's going to be mutter. Now, why is it mutter? What happened to the gzeira shamichat gechala? Oh, must be, because it's only shia, because you're putting it on before Shabbos. And as long as it crusts, that's the equivalent of cooking a little bit, also known as gemaychol ben drusai. At that point, it's going to be mutter. It's a stam mishnah like Hananya. So this is fascinating that we had a way almost two blot to see this. Meaning, the mishnah, right in the beginning of Perakira, says lo yitein. Lo yitein is a very ambiguous term. It's not clear if lo yitein means Hananya or if it means the chachamim. And you have this holy boy in the Gemara. Lahachse tanan oilishis tanan. What the Gemara is saying now is that even though the stam mishnah in the beginning of Perakira is very unclear, but there's a different stam mishnah. There's a stam mishnah in Shabbos Yotas Amibes, and that stam mishnah is mufurish Hananya. You see, there's no concern of shami yechate gecholim once it cooks a little bit, albeit as it relates to Shia. So Rava said that I don't understand why Rabbi Yechon had to say it. It's a stam mishnah. It's a stam mishnah lahachzir tanan. Because even though an arm machine can go both ways, but in the mishnah and daf yotas amibes, it's mefurish like Hananya. And lahachzir nami tanina, as relates to what Rabbi Yechon said about chazara, that lo yachzir achiyugav achiyitin esayifah, that everybody agrees. Because that the mishnah said, b'sil loyim yom ath machzirim, v'atkan lekashar b'sil aluk begrufa v'ktuma. Avol b'she'ena begrufa v'ktuma loy. So what was Rava's kasha? Why did Rabbi Yechon have to tell me something that a mishnah said? Now, of course, the next level of understanding the Gemara's kash is that we know Rabbi Yochanan throughout Shas said halachic stam mishnah. So if there's a stam mishnah in Shabbos daf yotas amaveis, and we know Rabbi Yochanan holds halachic stam mishnah, why would he have to say it? So the Gemara said Rav Sheshes nami diukid masizik mashmalah. Rav Sheshes was a little bit concerned that you may not be able to do all this math. I mean, it's true at the end of the day, what Rabbi Yochanan saying is mefurish in the mishnah in Shabbos daf yotas amaveis, but Rav Sheshes says it's not really mefurish; it's only a dik. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said what you're not allowed to do. Implied from it is what you are allowed to do. It's a diuk. Rabbi Yechon wanted to clarify that diuk. So true, Rabbi Yechon said is really a mafurish Mishnah on daf yotas on the base, but Rabbi Yechon felt that he wanted to say it. But the bottom line is what comes out according to the second version, the second nusach in Shitas Rabbi Yechon. Yechon was like Hananya, because it's a stam mishnah, not an arm mishnah, because arm mishnah could be it's a stam mishnah if you hold the hachzir tanan, but if you hold the lishis tanan, it's not a stam mishnah. But where it's a stam mishnah is on daf yotes amid beis. So according to the first version of Rabbi Yochanan holds like the chachamim. According to the second version of Rabbi Yochanan held like Hananya. Amar Shmuel bar Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, a third version in Rabbi Yochanan. Kirish has a kubik avis ve'etzin, mashim alatavish obishu kol tzarkoi, ve'chamin shehu chamu kol tzarkon, va'afilu mitzdamik ve'yafaloi. What's this version? You have to go through every word carefully. We're dealing again with a kirish has a kubik avis ve'etzin. You could do shehiyah. It sounds like Hananya, but then we take a left turn. No, only a tavshel shabishel called tzarkoi, the chamin shulchamu called tzarka. So you could do shehiyah without grufa viktuma as long as it's fully cooked. But here's the chiddush: even if it's mistamik v'yafalei, this is not like the first nusach. It's not like the second nusach. It's not like the first nusach. The first nusach said Rabbi Yochanan you could do shehiyah even if it's mistamik v'yafalei, but only if you did ketuma and then it was huvara. If it was ain't a grufa ain't a ketuma, then you weren't allowed to do it. Here it says you're allowed to do it even if it's not with Yafala. It's also not like the second version, because in the second version Rabbi Yochanan held like Hananya. Here he says clearly the only time you're allowed to do it is if it was Nispashal called Tzarka. Now it's true, there's a kula if it's a special called Tzarka and it's Mestamik V'yafala, even though you would think maybe there should be a concern of Shem Yechat Gecholim, we're not concerned. That's the chiddush of this version. But the point is, what comes out then is this three nuschais in what Rabbi Yochanan Shita was. There's Amar Rabbi Bar Bachanam Rabbi Yochanan, there's Amar Rav Sheshes Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and there's Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amar Rabbi Yochanan. According to the first version in Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan was like the Chachamim, that there's an Isser Shehiyah without Grufa Viktuma. State, not only is there an Issa Shia without Grufa Viktuma, if it's only cooked Kamaichel Ben Drusai, there's an Issa Shia, even if it's Nisbashel Kard Sarkai, when it's Mitztamik V'yafalai. Stating that, Rabbi Yochanan did hold a Kula. The Kula was that if he did Ketuma, and it was Chazra V'huvara on his own, then if it's Nisbashel Kard Sarkai, even if it's Mitztamik V'yafalai, it's going to be Mutter. According to the second version of Rabbi Yochanan held like Hananya, 100% like Hananya, based on the Stam Mishnah on the Afyot Tesamid Beis. Because as we said, even though there was a Shaila, I had to understand our Mishnah, but there was a Stam Mishnah on the Afyot Tesamid Beis. What's Hananya Shita? There's a Heter Shia without Gruf Viktuma, as long as it's cooked a little bit, as long as it's cooked, Kamaichu Ben Drusai. And the third version of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shulba Yehuda's version of Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan, is that Rabbi Yochanan holds like the Chachamim,
that there's an Isser Shehiya if all there was Kikok, Kemaycho Ben Drusai, and there's no Grufik Tumah. However, if it's a special card Sarka, then there's no concern. And here the Chiddush is, even if it's Mitznamek V'yafel, meaning you don't need to have had done a Ketumah in order for it to be Mutter when it's a special card Sarka and it's Mitznamek V'yafel. It's always going to be Mutter if it's a special card Sarka, even if it's Mitznamek V'yafel. Zok de Gemara. Amalei Ahumid Rabbanu L'Rashmur Rabbi Yehuda. So one of the Chachamim told Rashmur Rabbi Yehuda, Ha Rav Shmuel D'Amri Travayu Mitznamek V'yafel Yasser. He reported this third version of Rabbi Yechon and Shita, that even though the halacha is like the chamim Rabbi Yechonon held according to this nusach, but if it's cooked completely, there's no concern, even if it's tamik v'yafalai. So he said, I heard from Rabbi Shmuel not that way. They held that according to the chachamim, it's tamik v'yafalai zasa. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yehuda told him, Atu lesana yada, dam Rabbi Yosef, am Rabbi Yehuda mashmul, it's tamik v'yafalai zasa. You think I don't know that? What are you telling me? Ki kamina lach Rabbi Yechon kamina. It's very nice Rabbi Shmuel hold that way. I didn't tell you Rabbi Shmuel hold. I tell you Rabbi Yechon holds. Amalei, Rabbi Uk from Imeshon Rav Ashi, Rabbi Imeshon told Rav Ashi, Atin the makrevisu, the Rabbi Shmuel, you who live where Rabbi Shmuel live, avidu k'Rabbi Shmuel, you have to do what Rabbi Shmuel did. And then, but we, Navik Rabbi Yechonon, we could do what Rabbi Yechonon did. Meaning, there was a machlokes is Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yechonon, what halach is regarding this halach, according to the Chachamim, where it's Mitznamek V'yafalai. Omalei, Abayla Rabbi Yosef, Abayla Rabbi Yosef, Ma'u Leshois, what's the halach? Could I do Shehiya, if on Akira, that's Ena Grufa Viktuma? So it sounds like a very, very open-ended question, right? I mean, Abayi didn't explain what his question was. Rashi says, Ma'u Leshois, Bisha Ena Grufa Viktuma. I mean, what are we talking about? Was it a special called Sarkai? Is it Mitznamek V'yafalai? Was it, did it have Grufa Viktuma and then later it was undone? Was it Kukka Meichel Ben Drusai? Was it even that Kukka Meichel Ben Drusai? Are we going to Bishami Bisil? Are we going to Ramei Rabbi Yehudi? Are we going to the Chachamim, Anya and the Chachamim? There's so many different things that you have to figure out. But this was Abaye's question. Amalei said, he told him, Ha Rabbi Yehuda Mashlei V'ach. I know Rabbi Yehuda used to do it. So Rabbi Yosef told Abaye, I could tell you a Meiser Rav, a Meiser of Yehuda. He used to do it. Amalei said, he told him, Rami Neid Rabbi, don't bring rice from Yehuda. Because the Kivan the Mesukin, who being that Rabbi Yehuda was a Chayla, I feel the Shabbos Nami Shar Lameven Hachi. This was something he was allowed to do even on Shabbos. I mean, he could have cooked on Shabbos. My question is, leave a lachmai. What would be the lach for someone like me and you? So what does it mean, Rabbi Yehuda was a chayla? Rashi says, Rogalo ichsoy bulmis. He used to get bulmis. V'tzorich lecho meichel masuk v'toiv. He had to eat good, sweet food. It cured his bulmis. So Rabbi Yehuda had a din of a chayla sheish by sakana. So he said, you can't bring me rice from Yehuda's, you know, things that he did on Shabbos, he doesn't count. Amalei, so again, so Abayi told Rav Yosef, Tachas, what's the halacha? Could we do Shia or not? Amalei, so he told him, Besura Mashu, and Sura they do it. The Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Mori de Uvda, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak was a Mori de Uvda, Mashu leva achel, this is something that he used to do. So if that's the case, you could do it as Amar Ravashi, Koim de Kamid Rav Huna. I was once by Rav Huna on Shabbos, Vishahin le Kosa de Harsana, and he did Shia on a Kosa de Harsana, on some fish. Vachel and he ate it. So he said, but Valoya Dana Rav Ashi, I'm not sure why he did it. Is it imishum the kosav mitzav yafalei mutter? Is it because he's of the opinion that mitzav yafalei is mutter? Imishum the kibin the isbei mecha mitzavik v'ralei, or because he holds it was mitzavik v'ralei? Meaning he said, I thought that fish is mitzavik v'yafalei, and I saw he did shia with fish that was fully cooked. So I think it's mashma he holds mitzavik v'yafalei is mutter, like Rabbi Yochanan in the third nusach and Rabbi Yochanan. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the reason he did it is because he held it's mitzavik v'ralei. Now, why would it be mitzavik v'ralei? Fish is usually mitzavik v'yafalei. So, because it's not ordinary fish. This is fish that had a little bit of flour in it. And maybe the flour makes it mitzavik v'ralei. Rav Nachman said mitzavik v'yafalei aser. Mitzavik v'ralei mutter. Klol the milsa. How do you know if something is mitzavik v'yafalei if it's mitzavik v'ralei? How do you know if the more you cook it, it gets better or it gets worse? Kol this be mecha if it has flour in the mitzvah virale. The flour, the more you cook it, it makes it bad. The barmi tafshul belifta is one exception. Tafshul belifta, it's a certain type of vegetable, Rashi says, the avagav is be micha, even though it has flour, it's mitzvah v'yafalei. V'hanim mili, you have to read more fine print. When is it that this lefes is considered mitzvah v'yafalei? It's isbe bistra if it also has meat. Avales be bistra, if it doesn't have meat, then it's mitzvah, doesn't have meat, then it's mitzvah virale. Then it's mitzvah virale. He isbe bistra nami, even if it has meat, when is it considered mitzvah v'yafalei? That's only if you don't need it for guests. Avakabay le Archin, if you need it for guests, mitznamik v'ralei. Why? Because for Archin, Rashi says, tzorich chaticha is chashuvah. It has to be a chaticha haru'uyah l'schabit b'fnei Archin, as you find in Masechta Schulin. So there's a concept of a chaticha that's not just good, but it's good for Archin. So this is mitznamik v'yofle. If it has meat, that's if you're sitting by yourself at home. But if you're going to feed it for Archin, then the more cooked it's going to be worth. Lifta. What about lifta? So Rashi says that's a meichel that was made from te'enim. It was made from figs, daisa of daisa fame, the tamri, and dates mitznamik for alam, they consider mitznamik for aloi. So being that there's a big nafkamina in halacha, whether somebody's mitznamik for yofa and mitznamik for aloi, so Chum had to tell us certain foods, whether they're considered mitznamik for yofa or they're considered mitznamik for